Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will start things out here by going straight to your phone calls. Coming up, I might get to an email, and Luther's got something about the SEC, which just sounds absolutely gripping. But we'll see where it's coming from.
No pun intended.
It's an unusual perspective, I guess. But first, to the phones and the fun. Chris is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Ian. I have a couple things to talk about tonight, but I'm just going to start off with taxes. I did not file on April 15th, and I don't plan on filing. My girlfriend did not file, but my dad did. And can you guess how much he had to pay?
I don't know what he makes. So
$3,872.
Good guess.
$53,000.
Wow. Darn. What does your dad do?
He owns a warehouse and trucking company.
Gotcha.
Not the biggest companies in the world, but enough that he has to pay $53,000.
Mm.
That's a bit steep, if you ask me.
That's a lot of bullets to kill folks in foreign countries with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's more to do with little poor people's mouths to feed around here.
It's all those things. I mean, certainly the entitlement programs are a huge amount of the budget, but money's fungible. It goes wherever you want it to go.
Right. The next thing, that's a pork fest. I'm coming up for Pork Fest. Mark, I was just talking to you on Facebook a few minutes ago about it. I'm going to be bringing a few things up with me. I put a couple posts up on Free Keen, and hopefully you guys will look at that.
Okay, what's the relevance to our listeners?
What's that?
What do you want to share that is relevant beyond just your life? To our listeners, why would our listeners care that you're going to Pork Fest? What are you going to do? What's interesting about it? What are you bringing? Tell me more.
I'm planning on bringing a large amount of silver and cigarettes.
Okay.
I didn't want to mention that on air.
Underground economy kind of thing?
So you're planning on selling cigarettes and silver?
Yes.
Oh, good. There's going to be, from what I understand, an entire area where there will be underground sales, I guess black market isn't necessarily the right term for it, but agorist types of unlicensed selling. You're not asking any government permission to bring the cigarettes and sell those.
Yeah, I'll be partaking in that a bit.
You will be partaking? You'll be actually selling something?
I will. I'll be selling something. Oh, maybe buy something. It depends.
So is it, like, a secret, Luther?
Oh, no, it's no secret. It's going to be a bake sale.
Oh, cool. Cool. So, yeah, people are going to be making food and selling that. And I believe tattoos will be being sold by at least one or two, if not two, tattoo artists. So, actually, from what I understand, we're going to have some competition because I'm pretty sure you're not going to be the only one selling silver and precious metals.
I'm sure. There's going to be a lot of silver.
It's a popular sales item.
So
I might have actually trouble selling it because it's 100 ounces bars of silver.
Oh, good heavens.
100 ounce bars?
Yes.
That's a lot of silver.
Yeah, rounds go better, at least in this area. Rounds are usually what people buy.
You're talking about 100 ounces. That's $2,000 roughly, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
About $1,600, actually.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of silver. But I can get it for a very low price.
Neat. Now, how are you going? Now, it's not that not to suggest that they're that the people at Porcupine Freedom Festival, this summertime gathering of the Free State Project and interested parties, and it's really just a big camping shindig in the woods, and it's a lot of fun. But not to say that anybody is untrustworthy, but carrying around few thousand dollars worth of silver, I mean, do you have security precautions you're going to take? Because in many cases, it's not just Free Staters and Liberty people that are at the campground. It's an open campground, and so anybody could be there. I mean, are you a little concerned about
toting
around?
Well, I won't be keeping it on site. It's too much money to be keeping on site. I might take one bar with me, but most of it's probably going to be in a safe deposit box in a bank in town.
Oh, in the actual in the town nearby where the event happens?
Lancaster?
Right.
I see. Okay.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, I was a little worried that you were going to back a truck up to your campsite and have 20 gold silver bars, 100-ounce bars back there.
No. That would be a bit dumb on my part, I think.
Well, clearly you know what you're doing, and I don't, so that's good to know. Anything else you want to share tonight, Chris?
No, that's about it. I had something else, but I forgot about it, so I guess it wasn't that important.
That's all right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, and we'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. I was just on the Porkfest Facebook event, and I think they've got over... I think I saw over 600 people that are confirmed to be attending. Maybe it was over 5. It was a lot. I was blown away by how many people have confirmed at this point that they'll be attending the 2010
that's
Porcupine Freedom
bigger
Festival.
Than any of the previous ones, and I can tell you that the previous ones have been a lot of fun. So
yeah, the most recent one was last year was incredible. So 800-259-9231. You can go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com to learn more about the event. And I'm sure if you just search for Porkfest 2010 on Facebook, you can find the event there, which has a lot of information. 606 confirmed guests right now for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's going to be a blast because I know you know more people are going to come out than that as far as just people coming through for the weekend, people that don't have Facebook, that kind of thing. So we continue here with whatever you want to talk about. And we go unscreened to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hey, guys. This is Kurt from Michigan. How are you today?
Kurt, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, make that 607 because I haven't really confirmed on Facebook, but I'm certainly going to be there.
All right. Great.
It's not a reality until you status update, man.
virtual reality, right? anyway, I've got two quotes for you, both said by the same person. And one is so amazing and so powerful that I read it to myself at least 100 times that day, so I would never forget it. And the other is the depth of depravity, and that's the one who you'll know who said both of these quotes. So here's the first one. Nothing, not the purpose that it serves or the valor with which it is fought, can glorify war. War is wretched beyond all description, and only a fool or a fraud can sentimentalize its cruel reality.
I know who it is.
Smedley Butler.
No. No.
Am I allowed to guess? But I'll ruin it for you.
If you want.
It's Abraham Lincoln.
That's what I thought, too.
What?
I thought that, too.
No.
Okay, go on.
Here's the second quote.
Same person? Or is the same person for both of us?
Same person, yep. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb, Iran.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
John McCain.
It's crazy.
Huh. Man.
Now, wait a minute. Now, wait. When was the first one said?
He was running for the Republican nomination in 2000, and somebody asked him if he missed the camaraderie and was sentimental about, you know, military time, and that's what he said. I'm sure it was totally canned, you know. He had it scripted and ready, but I just found it to be so powerful.
Yeah, wow, I'm shocked.
And then he wants to bomb Iran.
Yeah, well, that's not war, Mark. That's just bombing.
But anyway, what I really wanted to talk about was a couple of days ago, a guy named Dave, who was a new listener, called in about voting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've called in about it before, and I've kind of got my argument together. And I've got two questions. I like to try to get my argument across with questions. And my first question is, under what circumstances can I remain principled within a context of liberty and choose your leader?
Under what circumstances can I remain principled and choose your leader? Meaning choose a leader for other people?
Right, exactly.
Under what situation can you remain, pure liberty-wise by allowing someone else to choose my leader?
Your defense is not my issue. I can only defend myself.
Let's talk about it further.
You can defend me if you choose.
Hang on a moment here. I'm not interested in choosing leaders for anybody. So maybe let's get on the same page. Let's continue this conversation. Hang on, Kurt. 800-259-9231. Talking voting, and you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. You want to get signed up for the news updates? We have three different ways that you can accomplish doing so. By going to news.freetalklive.com, you can get access to our emailed updates. You can join our Twitter. You can follow our Twitter profile. You can also like us, as they call it now, on Facebook. You can do it all, and it's all free, of course. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That is news.freetalklive.com.
And if you've tried to lose weight in the past and not had a lot of luck, I've got a product that that I've kind of put together with some experts. It's called LumaThin Plus. Go to LumaThinPlus.com and check it out. It is a Caroluma, super concentrated Caroluma formula. It suppresses your appetite. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. You just eat what you want to eat and act the way you want to act, and you'll still lose weight. But you won't get jittery in the process. You just take the pill twice a day. I've been taking two just because I want to, you know, I've been eating a lot because I've smoked, quit smoking recently. But it's LumaThinPlus.com. I think it's working for me. I think it'll work for you. LumaThinPlus.com.
All right. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. As we continue, we go back to the phones. And back, we go back to the AMP line where Kurt is on the line in Michigan. Now, Kurt, you're with us. You got a question that you wanted to ask about voting. Can you go ahead and re-ask that, and we'll take it up from there?
Well, actually, it's like there are two questions. They're kind of companion questions.
Okay.
How about if I answer the second? It's pretty much the same as the first, just with a different context. Under what circumstance can I remain principled within a libertarian context and say and have a say in how your forcefully expropriated funds are appropriated?
This almost sounds like a Riddler joke from the old Batman series.
Now, when you say libertarian principles, you want to remain principled from a libertarian perspective, that means that you don't want to aggress against other people, right? You don't want to aggress against your neighbors, your peaceful neighbors.
That's correct.
Okay, so how can you remain in support of non-aggression, in support of peace, but at the same time choose leaders for other people, or how to appropriate funds that have been expropriated from people at the threat of violence?
Yes. Under what circumstances can I stay a principled small L libertarian?
Well, I think you would be principled because first off, these people are going to aggress. They aggress against you, right? They're part of an organization that aggresses against you. So you can do what it is that you wish in order to prevent yourself from being aggressed against. Because I think that we have enough. Background material on politicians to realize that they use the apparatus of government to aggress on people. Would you agree with that, Kurt?
Well, yes, but when you vote, you're not aggressing against them. You're aggressing against your neighbor because you're determining how, you know, who his leader is going to be, and that's an aggression against him.
So if my neighbor's voting, if you're claiming that I'm aggressing against my neighbor, then you're claiming that my neighbor's aggressing against me. Is that so?
Well, if he's voting as well, but what about someone like me who doesn't vote?
Let's talk about the people that are voting, though, right? Like they're consenting to be aggressed against, essentially, by participating in a system where they get where they are aggressing against other people. Is that not so?
But my funds are being forcefully expropriated from me.
And what does my vote
on where they're going to go, and the politicians to direct them are aggressing against me.
And what does my vote have to do with that, Kurt? If I'm going to vote for a person or an issue, I'm going to vote for fewer of your funds to be stolen from you and aggressively taken from you.
That's a point well taken, but I believe that voting breaks down before you even hit the voting booth because you're already in the mindset of that you do have the right to say where my expropriated funds go. So, I mean, whether you vote the right way or not, you are still going in there with the idea that you have the right to say where my expropriated funds go.
No, you're telling me where I believe that your funds should go, and I believe that your funds should stay in your pocket to be used in the way that you feel is best. And the reason that I'm going to vote is to keep as many of those funds in your pocket as possible.
I don't think voting.
But that's not on the ballot.
What's that?
That's not on the ballot.
Well, one can make an attempt, right? So, I mean, you know, like it's the choice of getting shot in the arm or shot in the leg or shot in the heart. I would prefer to get shot in the leg or the arm, not in the heart.
I would prefer the arm.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Now,
but again, what you're saying is where you'd prefer they shoot me. You know, again, you're voting.
The analogy to me
is like if there's a stoning going on in the middle of the city and you only throw one stone, that stone probably didn't kill that person, but you still threw a stone.
But what my intention is to throw the stone in order to knock another stone out of the air.
But the stoning is going to happen whether or not you're participating, you feel you're forced to participate in it or not. I mean, even if nobody goes to turn out of the polls, the government will still continue in its aggression. So
there's always an excuse to abandon the principle. You know, I mean, just because that aggression will continue doesn't mean that you should abandon the principle and join in with the stoning.
Is it also, let me ask you this, Kurt, is it also, because I'm not a real huge fan of voting, and at the same time I don't necessarily begrudge anyone for doing so, is it also unprincipled in your mind to go to, say, the state house and essentially try to persuade the gang masters to do something right?
I don't believe so. Again, because you're not making the choice for anybody. You're going in there and you're speaking.
Well, you're not making the choice for anybody when you vote either. You're not choosing you're not choosing aggression. It's the aggressors that are choosing to aggress. You're simply attempting to have some sort of level of pathetic influence over what the aggressors aggressors are, really.
But you don't have a say in who my leader is, only I do. And when you pull that lever, you're saying this is who I want to be the leader for everybody.
No, that's not what I'm saying. If I'm going
but
to vote, and
that's
and
the practical outcome of it.
But that's not because I don't consider them leaders.
The
I consider them gang members.
The practical outcome of not voting is the same thing, though, Kurt.
I don't believe that is the case.
But then you're wrong. If you let's look at the local election or the national election or whichever, you pick an election and then we'll use our magic time machine and we'll go back in time and then you get to apply your vote wherever you want on the ballot and then you'll see that your vote didn't matter anyway. So because it's statistically a very insignificant act generally, and so then you will find that the same result would have resulted no matter where you placed your vote in the vast majority of cases. In 99.something% of the cases, your vote will be placed in whatever column you wish to place it in after the fact. It's like winning the lottery, Kurt. You get to vote afterwards because we're taking the time machine back, and then you'll find out that your vote still didn't matter.
If you don't have the right to pick my leader, you don't have a right to throw that lever. And again, that's why I think it breaks down before you even walk into the booth, because you're walking in there and you're participating in a process that is going to pick a leader for people who don't want that leader.
But I don't want any leaders. They're not my leaders, Kurt. I don't even see it in that same paradigm. I see them as gangsters. I see voting as picking.
You and me both, which is why I removed my moral sanction.
Well, voting isn't moral sanction. It's just a check on a box. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I have not been persuaded on this. 800-259-9231. Luther, are you still somebody who would vote?
No, I don't vote.
You don't vote. All right. We'll come back.
Have you ever voted?
Yeah, once.
We'll come back and talk about it here. Is voting aggression? It's Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go and see the Shrine for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. All the information you need is there at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, the 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here discussing the issue of voting, it is a contentious one amongst the liberty community. There are some people, like Kurt, that we just had on the air, that are very vehement against the idea of voting. Other people say that, well, it's something. It's something that can have some small level of an effect, possibly, on the way things happen within the system.
And this, where I fall down on this is, and it's taken me a little while to get here. I used to think voting is very important, but it's not. And not voting is not very important either. It's when you get all bunged up about this that. It gets blown out of proportion by both sides.
Right. The non-voters make it act like you're right, Mark. The people on the extremes, the non-voter extremes say that by checking a box on a piece of paper, you are aggressing against your neighbors. Now,
Kurt said that you're giving them your moral validation or something like that.
Now, Luther, I was asking you during the break, do you vote? You said you do not. You have voted in the past.
Yes.
What are your reasons?
I just feel that I have much better things to do with my time than go out and vote.
Okay, so it's not one of those I'm going to aggress against somebody by participating. It's just that I've got priorities.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, standing in a long line to check a box is not high on that list.
Now, Mark has pointed out, and I think correctly so, that at a national level, it's pretty much a total waste of time.
Right. Yes. And I'd like to give an analogy to everybody who wasn't listening in the last section. Maybe make my analogy a little better. Is if you got to go back and change your vote right now, or vote if you didn't vote, or, you know, do whatever. If you looked at the way that the votes came down in your state, and I think in New Hampshire, I don't even know, but I think it was 140,000 votes separating McCain and Obama. Now, if I went, I chose not to vote in that particular one. I traded my vote away for to my wife for local votes. So I chose not to vote. But if I decided, I'll put my check mark in the McCain column, then Obama would have won by 139,999 rather than 140,000 because it would, and it wouldn't have mattered because it's winner take all. If I voted for Obama, then he would have won by 140,000 and won. If I would have voted for one of the third party candidates, it still wouldn't have mattered. It doesn't matter. My vote didn't matter on the national election.
So, right. But on the local.
So when I did vote, it didn't matter.
At a local level, I think a pretty strong case can be made that a vote can make a difference.
Sure, I agree.
You mentioned recently, Mark, that in your town there was some fire engine that was on the ballot.
This was actually a town truck, what they call, you know, for the roads and stuff, road truck.
Okay, like a salt vehicle or something?
Yeah, that and carry
like a pickup
equipment.
Truck with the logo on
it. I think it was
side.
Bigger than that.
Yeah, okay.
It was a $200,000 truck.
But basically it won by one vote, right?
Yes.
So one vote could have tied that that particular election.
It would have had to actually win. No, it wouldn't have tied it in that case. It would have stopped it because it had to be by 2/3.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it wasn't
50%. So one vote would have made a difference.
So yeah.
And if I hadn't have been down in Florida, like I would have probably voted against that, and that would have changed everything, right?
Well, purportedly it would have. I mean, it's certainly more effective than voting at a national level.
Sure.
So, I mean,
if you live in a town like I do that has, you know, where 200 people go and vote in an election, then your vote matters a little bit. Like your family's a voting block.
Is it worth turning out for something like that, Luther?
Well, Nick Ryder, when he ran for city council, he asked me to come out and help him vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to, but we all know how that goes if you have a mailbox.
That's right. For those that don't know, when those of us here in the Keene area tried to go out and participate in the election this year, they had it out for us. They had the people at the voting places, the polling places, had been informed that if anybody shows up with a mailbox address at the UPS store, that they were to be essentially checked, that they were to be questioned, that they were to do everything within their power to not allow that person to vote, because they had gotten the word that Free Staters and Liberty Activists have mailboxes and had registered to vote at those mailbox addresses, and so you were actually rejected?
Actually, I watched people go up and get rejected and just figured, you know.
Screw it.
Why get rejected? I don't need
any
more rejection.
Yeah, why stand in line to get rejected? Hey,
the face like mine, I don't need any more rejection.
So around here, they don't even want to let you vote. So if you love freedom in Keene and they know who you are, then they will try to actively prevent you from actually participating in their system, which is why I think that I don't really care that much. I'm not going to jump through a bunch of hoops, and I'm not going to spend, like you say, you know, a whole bunch of time on attempting to accomplish this. I think that we can have a significant effect on fomenting change by simply getting people to withdraw their consent from the system. Of course, that's not really simple. It's easier to get people to vote, but the voting doesn't have as much, I don't think, as strong enough of an effect.
I think it has very little impact, if any at all. Like with the case Mark was telling about his example, yeah, it has an effect, but other than that, no, not really.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. Ladies first, Christine in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christine.
Hi. It's nice to talk with you all again.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind?
I disagree with your previous caller, Kurt. A very interesting discussion, and I have two or three quick points I'll make about it. I believe that the only peaceful way that we are going to achieve greater freedom and restore and protect the liberties that we have as individuals is going to have to go through that voting process. Now, having said that, I believe that the current process in this country is it's so corrupt. I look at the campaign finance laws as unjust. Certainly very unfair. We don't have approval voting. There's so many things wrong with it. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir, but I even sort of talk about that with you guys and your listeners. But I look at it this way. Barring either a complete economic collapse in this country, which is possible, or, you know, just a complete social collapse for whatever reason would, happen, or as in other countries, a violent revolution, barring those things, the peaceful way that we're going to do this would be through voting. And I would give you a couple ideas why I still think that it is of value. And when I say voting, I only mean casting a vote if there is a candidate for whatever office it might be for that is truly for individual liberty, not another statist, not the lesser of the two, three, four, five evils. But if there is someone who would be anti the taxation, anti the status control in your personal and your economic life. So otherwise,
yeah, I can't even bring myself
vote.
To, Christine, I know I can't even bring myself to vote for anybody other than someone who understands what liberty is. So that automatically severely limits.
Right. Exactly. Well, I would assume that about you. But a lot of people, you know, will even compromise in their voting, they'll rationalize all that. But I would like to make this point to Kurt.
Okay.
Kurt, imagine if your, whatever state you happen to live in, if your state legislature was considering abolishing the income tax, the state income tax in your state, or maybe they were going to protect the civil liberties of your individuals against the federal government and their insane drug war, or let's say they were going to, you know, abolish any of these taxes, do something that actually was going to help, you know, stop the drug war, stop the income taxation, and you had a chance, Kurt, to speak as you just now did to us, to your state house, and you told them, hey, be a principled libertarian. You know that it's wrong for you to even be casting a vote on this.
Christine, if you can hang on, I want to bring you back here. You can finish your point in a moment. More coming up. If Christine would like, she can hang on. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. You can even buy used, dozens of categories in which you can shop. amazon.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Christine in Colorado. The voting controversy has bubbled up again here on Free Talk Live. Liberty-minded people don't see eye to eye on this particular issue. And Christine, you're with us from Colorado. Did you get a chance? I don't feel like you really quite got your point out there before we were running into our commercial break. So can you recap quickly for our audience?
Sure, I'll do that real quick. My basic point was, if let's say we libertarians were successful to the point in the society that in the sharing of our ideas with others, we had actually influenced those who had government power right now, who were in a position of power to make a difference. Let's say it was your state house. It could be the U.S. Congress. And they were getting ready to take a major vote to abolish the income tax or to abolish the drug war or any of these things that we're trying to, you know, enlighten people about. Mm-hmm. And then Kurt, who was your previous caller, was able to speak to them and say, hey, that's not principled libertarianism. And they have just now understood, they had, you know, their epiphany. Maybe they read The Law by Basquiat. They understood and they were going to make a critical vote. And then Kurt spoke to him and said, no, you're not a principled libertarian if you cast that vote because that's an act of an aggression. And thus, they would have to, what would they do? These people who are about to cast a vote that would make so much more liberty respected in our society would have to either resign or say they're not going to vote. And basically, if you carried Kurt's principle to the full extent, I don't care how much we do as libertarians. I don't care if 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% of us understood libertarian principle. If we said we're not going to vote, then we would allow the statists to always remain in power. And well, that's why I think the only way we're going to repeal these bad laws and protect individual liberty is to use that system to get those people who are actually going to work to minimize that.
Christine, I think that the problem with Kurt's theory is that, in fact, he does take it to the fullest extent. And that isn't possible in life. He says that if nobody voted, then we wouldn't have a government. And I think he's right. If people, from a principal standpoint, it's obvious he's right. From a principal standpoint, decided they weren't going to vote because voting was an aggression upon their neighbors, then he's right. There wouldn't be an aggressive government. However, there are people, as you said, that will use government as an aggressive force, and that government continues to perpetuate itself whether one chooses to vote or not. So one might as well choose to vote, choose to protect themselves and the people they love and the people who love liberty by voting if that's what if they think it if they feel like that's going to make a difference. I'm not sure it's going
right, because to take Kurt's perspective to its logical ends would mean that no one should participate, no one who is principled should participate in any aspect of the system, right? That you shouldn't work for the system, that you shouldn't be elected in the system, that
you shouldn't pay any form of taxes because it supports the system.
Well,
and
exactly.
I bet you he pays taxes.
Well, I don't see how
he can avoid
it.
But that ultimate outcome, Kerr is assuming that we're going to get 100% libertarians. I mean, yes, talk about a utopia, more power to him. But the fact is, what if 70 or 80% of us were libertarian, but following what he is saying, then 80% of us might be libertarian, but we're still going to be ruled over by 20% of the status?
That's where I wanted to go with this. Christine, that's the point I wanted to go on here with this conversation, because mm-hmm. the one part, I don't have a problem with people voting and doing what they think is right and trying to take this inhumane system and make it more humane. I don't have a problem with any of that. But the part I disagree with you on is where mm-hmm. you said that you believe that voting is the only peaceful way to achieve a liberty-oriented society. And
I agree with you. I retract that. I wouldn't say it's the only peaceful way, because if everybody became enlightened and understood,
it doesn't require everybody
right now.
It doesn't require everybody. Even if we went with your numbers, which are fairly utopian, the 70% becoming libertarian, even if that were the case, then no voting wouldn't be required, because 70% could just simply say no and non cooperate and not pay taxes.
No, because then if the latter 30% still voted, we would still be controlled.
No, only if you want to be controlled. Now, the government exists because people believe in it. And if 70% of the people have decided to opt out of the system, there's nothing that 20 or 30% can do. I would say that if 10% decide they don't want to participate in the system, that alone would be enough to crash the system as we know it and force them to change some of the way they do their business.
If most of the people who got had situations that they could take to court or not take to court, it would gum up the works of their judicial system to the point that they wouldn't be able to do anything.
True, the judicial system is already gummed up.
Yep,
here in New Hampshire, and actually I got a story out of Los Angeles. Thanks, Christine, for the call tonight. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you. In fact, in L.A., the Associated Press saying that the nation's largest court system is in the midst of a painful budget crisis that has shut down courtrooms and disrupted everything from divorce and custody proceedings to traffic ticket disputes. The L.A. court system has already closed 17 courtrooms, and another 50 will be shut down come September unless something is done to find more money. If you thought it was taking a long time now to get a trial to happen for your case, they're going to shut down 50 more courtrooms. The judge who presides over the system predicts chaos and an unprecedented logjam of civil and family law cases in the worst-case scenario.
That's because their judges are so busy going after pot smokers and speeders and all these things where people haven't harmed anyone and really aren't doing anything wrong. Now, I'm not talking about people who are speeding 50 miles an hour over the limit, going 105 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone, or going 60 through a school zone. I'm talking about people who are going 10 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour over the limit, and the cops decide to pull them over, do a little fundraising.
Stories like this are a real clear picture, I think, of just how pathetically inefficient government bureaucracy is. When you look at the court system and you see from the outside perspective, from me looking in on it, sitting in on an arraignment on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning and watching as they just process through person after person who most of the 99% of the time is taking a plea bargain and usually getting fined, hit with a fine in many cases of several hundred dollars. You look at a Monday morning arraignment, they go through 50 people at a few $100 each. They're ringing the cash register. I mean, from my perspective, it looks like they are taking in a tremendous amount of money. But from their side of things, they're barely eking by. I mean,
when you look at their system, it's government, right? So
right.
It's extraordinarily inefficient. They've got the guy in the dress up there. He's getting, I don't know how much an hour, $40 an hour. I'm just trying to figure out. You got to figure benefits, his salary. It's got to be good. It's got to be close to six figures if it isn't six figures.
Yeah,
then each one of the bailiffs, they're a government government employee. Government employees make a good money, depending on where they are.
I've heard the bailiffs don't make that much around here.
Well, you're just talking about around here,
yeah.
But people around here don't make that much money compared to, say, L.A.
Right.
So the bailiffs in L.A. make a lot more money, and it just depends where you are. If you take the bailiffs here and compare them to your average working guy here in New Hampshire, they're making more. They've got better bennies. Don't forget the bennies. The bennies for a government employee are huge because that's what they use to indenture those people. I mean, government employees want to make good money as much as the rest of us do, but the government doesn't want to pay them good money. The low-level people, they just want to indenture them with good benefits. So
they won't want to leave.
Right, the health care and the optical and the dental and all that stuff that none of the rest of us get. So, when you look at the stenographer, the bailiffs, and all the different people, and of course the lawyers, the state's attorney, all the lawyers and police type people that go into making the courtroom kangaroo thing work, it's expensive.
Right. So
that's not counting the edifice.
Right. So I mean, right
and
now,
nice mahogany.
And like you can guarantee that if it's happening in New Hampshire, where people are relatively, I mean, the government in comparison to a place like California is relatively fiscally responsible. I mean, again, we're on the scale of government's fiscal responsibility here. And so it's happening in California. It's happening in New Hampshire. I imagine it's probably close to happening, if not happening elsewhere. We're just not hearing about it because it's just one of those kind of locally stories, right? Like, oh, of course we're having trouble. That's not really something that generally gets a national level of press attention. The reason why we're seeing it here is because it's about L.A., one of the biggest cities in the country. And so coming back to what Christine was saying about voting being the only peaceful solution, and of course she changed her tune a little bit there toward the end, because it's not the only solution. If working in their system is the only solution to achieve the liberty-oriented society, we are doomed to failure. Yeah. Because the system is designed to prevent a turnaround. The system is made for statists. It's made for the people that want to see more government. It's not really sculpted to allow somebody to go in hack and slash and remove all of these government services so the marketplace can provide them.
Sure, a libertarian president wouldn't be able to do that much to shrink the size of government.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Clogging the courts, whatever you want to talk about, Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.